It's time. You know it's time when you try to have a thought, but it's interrupted by something deep in you, deep inside of you. And that thought, now bonded to the moo, causes the space behind your nipples to feel a yearning wanting you normally associate with the sexual system. But there's so much more than sex. Those lust-dappled nips, the tip of them erects and your body submits to the urge. You want to touch. You want to touch them, building an excitated charge that makes the pebbly surface more aware under your fingers, that makes the sensitive skin respond, tingle for moments after your fingers go, that tingle lingers there, and down below your brain, and therefore lower down. If you drop a thought, it fills your tits. Don't drop the tits. Hold them up. Drag your thumbs, your fingertips, till even that is not enough. Masturbation. Moo-centered. Tit-focused. The soft, deformable surface that your fingers can dig into. The back-and-forth twiddling of a switch that turns you on. And once you are turned on, it's running. That limbic system urge, a hungry itch that drags your fingers there to purge all burgeoning thoughts. There's just you, hot, wanting. A cowgasm would bed this down, a nipple-centric mind clearing. Gone now. That's what happens. Something flowing from the tips drips between your fingers, expulsive, explosive, a pent-up want that is finally met, a want that nags in the background, a want that helps you deeper and deeper down now, cow, like you can dig deeply in and begin to touch. One, two, setting up a rhythm. One, two, playing the moon-minded melody on the tips of the nips of you, the switch that turns you on. One, two, cow brain slips into the space behind your cow nips, turning on an arousal system, repurposed in you. You're so unique that a system that might exist to drive your thoughts and your pleasure elsewhere, to reinforce things other than this, has been cow-opted, has been integrated in to the wanton place inside of you. Behind your nipples, there is a want you can touch. Nod your agreement till the cowbell rings. Touching your nips is like coming home. Warmly, droppingly, removing those pent-up, cloying urges in your soft, squeezable brain. You are thinking with the bits of you that can still hold on through the pleasure of the moo. But when you've purged out all that heat, finally, tense, clench, let your body subordinate itself to what fingertips or pumping, slipping, sliding devices, what milking does to your nips, helps that mind quiet. Because it's so loud, the moo nod. Ring your bell. Does it ring a bell? To pinch your nips and tell yourself, I'm just gonna do this another second. I'm just gonna go a little further down. There is a point of no return for rubbing your nipples now. You've learned a new system, and that system, once switched on, needs to fulfill its function, or you won't keep it for long. This is training. Your brain is draining. You are good. You are being rewarded for choosing something so soothing, so easily allowed to dominate your brain now. Your tits are in front of you, so they knew before you that a sleepy, heady moo is escaping from you as you milk. Rub your nips, and as that pleasure builds, the moo builds inside a resonant sound. can't hide from you. There is only one way in which you wouldn't drop for nips now. Your switch is flipped now. And that would be not to listen to you, but unfortunately you've always been persuaded by all the things that drum and throb and inform your cow tit, sensitive nip, building the pleasure, slip into the pleasure. You are being rewarded for practicing. So keep practicing until it's the easiest thing to be driven by your nips, to slip into the leeway you give for your cow brain, to display its urges through firm nips, searching hands, and meeting at last your body's demands to milk your mind out, to cowgasmically surrender to a nip-tip slip that will render you fallen down. Tip over for me, cow. Flip your switch. Persist, insist, and all your thoughts consist of good job. Good move. Pleasure now rewarding you for doing what we both know you need to do.